All right, so you're dreaming of Egypt, right? Pyramids, Sphinx,
With
the
that.
whole ancient shebang.
Of course.
And you want to know about visas?
Okay.
Well, we've got a stack of info here. And let me tell you, it is way more exciting than deciphering hieroglyphics.
It really is. What's fascinating is how Egypt has transformed its visa system.
Oh, yeah.
They've gone digital,
Wow.
making it super accessible.
Exactly. No more embassy visits. You can apply online from anywhere, your couch, a cafe, even while cruising down the Nile. Well, maybe not. Well, actually, on the Nile, but you get the idea. So the big question, what kind of visa do you need to unlock the secrets of ancient Egypt?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
Most travelers will be looking at the e-visa,
Right.
which comes in two flavors:
Yeah.
single entry,
Okay.
like a one-time ticket to a pharaoh's tomb, and multiple entry, your
Yeah.
golden scarab for repeat visits to those ancient wonders.
So single entry is for a single trip, 30-day stay max.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep.
What about that multiple entry? How many times can I waltz in and out of Egypt with that one?
With a multiple entry, you've got 180 days to play with.
Okay.
Multiple trips. Each stay up to 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Think of it as a season pass to the pyramids.
That's amazing for those who want to really soak it all in.
Right.
But here's something that tripped me up.
Okay.
The visa's validity period. You said the single entry is valid for 90 days, but is that from when I enter Egypt?
Good catch.
Okay.
That's where it gets tricky.
Oh.
The clock starts ticking on the 90 days from the date the visa is issued,
Oh.
not your arrival date.
I see.
So if you get your visa months before your trip,
Yeah.
that validity window is shrinking.
Okay, so no procrastinating on that visa application, especially if you're planning way ahead.
Exactly.
Now, before we get lost in the sands of time, who exactly can apply for these magical e-visas?
Over 180 countries are eligible.
Including the usual suspects, US, UK, Canada, Australia, Japan, most of Europe. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Tell me.
There are some quirky exceptions where you don't need a visa at all.
Ooh, tell me more. Who gets to skip the visa line entirely? Is it like if you can recite the names of all the pharaohs backward you're in?
Not quite.
Okay.
It's based on things like nationality, age, even family ties.
Oh, interesting.
For instance, if you're related to an Egyptian citizen,
Okay.
spouse, parent, child, you're good to go.
Wow.
Just bring proof of that family connection,
Yeah.
your personal Rosetta Stone, so to speak.
That makes sense. Family ties as a passport. Any other fascinating loopholes?
Well, for some nationalities, being part of a five-person or more tour group can grant you visa-free entry.
Oh.
But there are caveats.
Oh.
You need a return ticket,
Okay.
booked accommodations, and a signed guarantee from a travel agency.
Wow.
It's like an ancient ritual to appease the travel gods.
It does sound like there's a bit of a quest involved.
Right.
Okay, so e-visas are the main route for most people.
Yeah.
But I know some folks like to live on the edge, those spur-of-the-moment travelers.
Yeah.
What about the visa on arrival option? Is
Sure.
that still a thing?
It is for certain countries.
Okay.
You land in Egypt, head to a designated booth, pay the fee in US dollars,
Okay.
cash only, mind you,
Oh.
and boom, you're in.
Wow.
It's like a modern day Indiana Jones navigating the visa labyrinth on the fly.
But isn't that a bit risky?
Yeah.
What if they run out of visas
Right.
or I don't have enough cash on hand?
Those are valid concerns.
Yeah, no.
The e-visa definitely gives you peace of mind, knowing everything's sorted before you even step on the plane.
Yeah.
Plus, with the visa on arrival, you're limited to a legal entry visa.
Right.
If you think you might want to pop over to Jordan or the neighboring country
Yeah.
and return to Egypt, the e-visa gives you that flexibility.
So visa on arrival is like a one-way ticket to adventure, while
Exactly.
the e-visa is more of a choose your own adventure pass.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm convinced. E-visa it is.
Good choice.
Now let's talk costs, because as much as we love ancient wonders,
Yeah.
traveling on a pharaoh's budget isn't ideal.
Right. Thankfully, the basic visa fee itself is quite reasonable.
Okay, good.
Single entry will set you back 25 US dollars,
Not bad.
and the multiple entry for all those repeat pyramid visits is $60.
That's not bad at all. But I have a feeling there's more to this financial equation.
You're sharp. On top of the basic fee,
Okay.
there's a service charge,
Okay.
and that's where things get interesting.
Oh.
You've got options. Normal processing
Great.
takes about a week, rush processing bumps you to the front of the digital line a bit.
Okay.
And then there's the super rush.
Ooh, super rush sounds intriguing. What's the turnaround time on that? Can I literally get my visa while packing my suitcase?
Well, not that fast.
Okay.
But it is impressive. Oh. Super Rush gets your e-visa processed in just 2 to 3 working days.
Wow.
Perfect for those last-minute trips inspired by a sudden vision of the Sphinx in your dreams.
That's awesome. Okay, so we've chosen our e-visa type.
Yep.
We're prepared to pay the Pharaoh's ransom.
I mean,
the processing fee.
Right.
Now, walk me through the actual application process.
Sure.
What's it like navigating this digital labyrinth?
It's surprisingly straightforward.
Okay, good.
The first step is creating an account on the official Egypt e-visa portal.
Mm-hmm.
Basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Name, email, password.
Okay.
Think of it as your digital inscription on the temple walls of Egyptian bureaucracy.
So like any online account, but with a touch of ancient mystique.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next?
Verification.
Uh-huh.
You'll get an email with a link.
Okay.
Click that within 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
or your digital inscription fades and you'll need to start over.
Oh, no.
Think of it as the Pharaoh's digital scribe checking your credentials.
Okay, so that verification step is time sensitive.
It is.
Got it.
Yeah.
Once I'm verified, what kind of information do they need? Do I have to decipher any hieroglyphics or solve a riddle to prove my worthiness?
No riddles, thankfully.
Okay.
It's the usual passport control info, but all online.
Right.
Full name, date of birth, nationality, the works.
Okay.
They also asked for details about your trip,
mm-hmm.
arrival, departure, where you'll be staying.
Okay.
Think of it as presenting your travel plans to the ancient gods for approval.
Makes sense. They want to make sure I'm not planning any sneaky tomb raiding expeditions on the side.
Precisely. And they're quite specific about some details.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, if you're staying with someone.
Okay.
Their information has to be in Latin characters and numbers only.
Interesting.
No hieroglyphics allowed, even if you happen to know them.
Wow. The digital pharaohs are sticklers for the rules. So besides personal info and travel plans, what else is part of this digital quest?
The piece de resistance. You need to upload a scan of your passport's bio page.
Okay.
It's like presenting your official seal to the gatekeepers of ancient Egypt.
Okay. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. But is there a specific format or size limit? I don't want my digital seal rejected because it's too majestic.
You bring up a good point.
Okay.
They're quite particular about this JPG or PNG format only.
Okay.
Size under 1 MB.
Mm-hmm.
And even the file name has to be in Latin characters and numbers.
Wow.
No hieroglyphics, no spaces, no special characters.
Okay.
It's like a digital initiation ritual to test your tech skills.
Wow, I'm sensing a theme here. The digital pharaohs are all about precision. So I've meticulously filled out the application, scanned my passport like a pro.
Excellent.
Avoided all the digital pitfalls.
Nice.
What happens next?
Okay.
Do I get a trumpet fanfare and a shower of confetti?
Not quite.
All right.
But the next step is securing your visa with cold, hard digital currency.
Okay.
Payment is online via major credit cards,
mm-hmm.
MasterCard or Visa.
Got it.
Once that's done, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Your application has been submitted to the digital gods for approval.
And then the waiting game begins.
Right.
Do they send you any confirmation, or do I just sit here refreshing my inbox like an anxious archaeologist waiting for excavation results?
Don't worry. They'll send you a confirmation email right away.
Okay, good.
And once your e-visa is approved, it'll arrive in your inbox ready to be printed out.
Okay.
Remember, no digital versions at border control.
Got it.
You need that physical copy,
like
an ancient scroll granting you safe passage.
So even in the digital age, paper still reigns supreme in the land of the pharaohs.
It seems that way.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now let's say, worst case scenario, my visa is rejected.
Yep.
Can I appeal, or am I banished from the kingdom forever?
Don't despair.
Okay.
You can contact their support team.
Okay.
They've got email, live chat, even WhatsApp.
Wow.
Talk about embracing the modern world.
Right.
They can tell you why it was rejected,
mm-hmm.
and help you figure out your next move.
Okay.
And to ease the anxiety while you wait,
mm-hmm.
you can track your application online using your ID and passport number.
Oh, that's helpful.
It's like having a digital oracle giving you updates on your quest.
Okay, that's reassuring. They've got a system for everything.
They do.
Now, we've covered the e-visa in detail.
Yep.
But let's circle back to the visa on arrival option for a moment.
Okay.
Is there anything else people need to know about that?
Well, besides those caveats we mentioned earlier,
right.
it's worth noting that the visa on arrival is only for single entry.
Okay.
And you'll need to pay the fee in U.S. dollars, cash only.
Got it.
So if you're planning on multiple entries or prefer to have things sorted in advance,
yeah,
the e-visa is definitely the smoother path.
Okay. So e-visa for peace of mind.
Right.
Visa on arrival for those who like a little more spontaneity in their lives.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, let's imagine we've successfully navigated the visa process.
Okay.
Touched down on our ancient Egyptian phrases.
Uh-huh.
And we're basking in the sun, exploring those majestic pyramids.
It's good.
But then disaster strikes.
Oh.
Our trip gets extended unexpectedly. Can we extend our e-visa?
Ooh.
Or are we doomed to be trapped in a time warp?
Unfortunately, e-visas aren't typically extendable.
You
need to leave Egypt before it expires.
Okay.
And then apply for a new one if you want to return.
I see.
So careful planning is key, like a pharaoh strategizing their next conquest.
Right.
And be warned.
Okay.
Overstaying your visa can lead to hefty fines. Or even a travel ban. Not exactly the kind of ancient curse you want to encounter.
Definitely not. So plan wisely.
Yeah.
And respect those visa deadlines.
Definitely.
Got it. Now, before we move on to the next stage of this epic Egyptian journey,
okay,
is there anything else about the e-visa itself that people should know?
It's a fairly simple document.
Okay.
One page, black and white,
mm-hmm.
but it contains all the essential hieroglyphics, information.
Right.
Visa, type, your details, passport number.
Yeah.
And those crucial dates.
Okay.
Issue date and validity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a digital declaration from the pharaohs themselves,
mm-hmm.
granting you entry into their realm.
So it's a digital stamp of approval with a touch of ancient flair.
Exactly.
Love it. But where can people see what this digital declaration actually looks like?
You can find sample e-visas on the official website,
okay.
and other reputable sources.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea to familiarize yourself with the layout before you go.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you can decipher the modern day hieroglyphics of official documents.
Excellent advice. All right, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
E-visa types,
mm-hmm.
costs, the application process,
yep.
even the visa on arrival option,
uh-huh.
and the importance of respecting those deadlines.
Very important.
I'm feeling way more prepared for this Egyptian adventure.
Me too. It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as a visa can unlock a whole world of knowledge and excitement.
Absolutely. But now that we've mastered the art of entering Egypt,
right.
it's time to start planning the actual journey.
Okay.
Where should we go?
Mm-hmm.
Should we see? Are there any specific visa rules for certain regions?
Interesting question.
And do we need any extra permits for things like, diving in the Red Sea?
Ooh, good question.
Stay tuned as we dive deeper into the heart of Egypt.
All right.